Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
Clark County School District Superintendent Zernona Thomas announced last week that she plans to retire at the end of 2022. Born and raised in Athens, Thomas has spent 31 years in public education and was brought in to replace former Superintendent Damon Means, who resigned in 2019 amid ethics complaints filed against him. Board of Education President Lakeisha Gantt said the board will begin the search for Thomas's replacement when it meets in December. Here to talk about that, plus the rest of the week in news, are Gwen O'Looney with WXAG and Chris Dowd with Athens Politics Nerd. First of all, what should we look for in a school superintendent?
I think Zernona's understanding of this community and her long-standing involvement with so many aspects of the school system were part of what made her the perfect person to step in at this time. I think to avoid a learning curve, it would be great to have someone local that has been involved in our system and that carries a lot of respect. Hopefully they'll have the humility and the wisdom and commitment that Zernona Thomas has shown.
Thomas was sort of brought in to right the ship after the turmoil of Damon Means' tenure. And not only that, she has also had to oversee the district during a uniquely challenging period as schools have had to cope with the COVID pandemic. And Gwen, you touched on this a little bit, but how has she done?
I'm a fan of this woman. I think she's a true community hero for one, stepping in at this point, for handling very difficult issues in a way that everyone understood that she was doing the best that could be done, even though no one knew really what was coming next or, you know, what was the answers. I believe she did the best we could have asked.
Chris, let me ask you, what do you think the chances are we return to some instability and dysfunction after she leaves?
I think it's definitely possible. The school board is still trying to get their accreditation back. And so I think it's really important to bring stability. It's everything is so controversial these days. COVID, the lack of, progress that some people don't have seen, that the school board really hasn't been making that much progress as far as, you know, raising our test scores and things like that. So I hope that someone can really bring the leadership that the district needs.
Fortunately, she's given a year's notice, so.
That's what I was gonna say. The school board has a full year of getting their act together and really defining what they want in the next superintendent in such a way that when they come on board, they have a strong group of unified people standing behind them. That should be the goal of everyone in this coming year.
Let's move on to the Athens-Clark County Commission, which voted Tuesday to approve new commission district maps to submit to the state government for approval. So what changes to the districts did we see?
Well, very few changes, actually. So this map is really about as conservative as they could possibly make it. They only made, you know, the bare minimum changes to keep each district roughly equal in terms of population. So they made a relatively big change to District 2. So District 1 took a big chunk out of that. And then a smaller change to District 4 and 7. So District 7 gets a little bigger because it had actually shrunk over the past 10 years. And then District 4 gets a little smaller because it had also grown. And besides that, there are just very minor changes here or there. Several districts don't change at all. And yeah, so this was, you know, done on short notice because, you know, everyone got the census data late this time around. So it was just they had to do a kind of a quick job and they ended up, I mean, I would like to see much bigger changes to this map, honestly. But that wasn't in the cards this time around just because there wasn't enough time. We have to get this submitted to the state government for them to either approve it or do whatever it is that they're going to do. And if we didn't submit anything, then the state government would just have kind of carte blanche to do whatever they want. And I kind of am not, I would be hesitant to let them do that, to change our maps that much. So yeah, I think it's good that we got something out, and the districts may not be perfect, but they're fine. You know, they'll work, I think, for another 10 years.
We did not see some of the political gerrymandering that we're seeing on the state and national level at all. They were very practical. As Chris says, it's very conservative. It's primarily based on population changes and does use familiar and easy to understand separation, you know, lines. But I'm kind of like Chris in that I wish we had had a lot more time, because we had an impressive election board was really committed to looking at this carefully and making some major changes. But I think that if there was no choice as far as time, and I think the state has not been considerate, with the new election laws that have been passed, the state does have a greater right than it's ever had before to intervene with local election boards. So I'm hoping that they leave us in the kind of situation that we've been in the past and that has worked well for us.
Right. They still have the ability to disregard the maps and submit their own. How likely do you think that is to happen?
I hope it's not very likely. Don't they have enough to do? Why do they need to mess around with our districts? But but it's possible, you know, especially since the vote wasn't unanimous, the commission vote. So that maybe opens the door to it a little bit. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, Chris, you mentioned the vote wasn't unanimous, and that commissioners Hamby, Thornton, and Wright all voted against the motion. What were their objections?
Their objections were a little mysterious to me. I mean, Allison Wright gave the most concrete reason to be opposed to it, which is that she didn't like that Grand Allen Drive was split down the middle. But that happens with, you know, when you redistrict, like streets are often, you know, convenient boundaries between districts. So that doesn't really seem like a reason to oppose it, but at least she gave a reason. But I mean, the other two didn't really even give a reason. They just said they objected to the process and wish we had more time. And I agree with that, definitely. But I don't see why that's a reason to vote no on this, because otherwise you're just letting the state government draw the maps. So yeah, I didn't really understand their reasoning behind that.
Finally today, let's move on to the old West Broad School campus. It was named one of the state's 10 places in peril by the Georgia Trust for Historic Preservation this week. Now, this comes after the school board voted down a proposal that would have restored one 1938 building on the campus and build a new one to serve as an early learning center, in part because the plan would have knocked down a 1950s building that historic preservationists say could still be saved. Since then, the school district announced they will instead be renovating the old Gaines Elementary School building to serve as the site for an early learning center. How do you feel about the new plan for using that federal Head Start money?
Well, I'm all for it. One, there's no controversy about Gaines School being more easily renovated. And we want to do that within the timeline of the federal funding. The other thing is that I have said from the beginning that West Broad did not carry some of the qualifications of early learning centers, as far as space, as far as, you know, there just were some questions about it from the very beginning. And so, you know, Historic Athens is the reason that it's on the state imperiled list because of their advocacy. And it will be there for another day.
Yeah, as long as they get to use the grant money and we can spread out these early learning centers, like now we'll have some on the east side. I think that's great. And I hope that we can figure out something to do with the West Broad School. So I guess they're still going to be working on that.
That is all the time we have for the panel this week. Of course, we are off next week, but we'll see you again in 2 weeks. I do want to thank my panelists, Gwen O'Looney with WXAG, and Chris Dowd with Athens Politics Nerd.